You're listening to KTWHLP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors. We also stream at ktwh.org, and you are in for a treat. Live music here in the studio. Turn it over to Leslie and Carl right now.
Here's a little song you can all join in with. It's very simple and I hope it's new. You can make your own words up if you want to. Any old words that you think will do right.
Hello, and thanks for tuning in to KTWH 99.5 FM and this special Extra Beat Farm show. Maybe you're streaming the show at ktwh.org. It's great to have you folks listening as well. I'd like to dedicate this show to the memory of Zach Ross, who passed away just this past Saturday, a real creative, solid musician and dedicated drummer for Crescent Moon Band. He will be missed by so many friends, family members, and music lovers. I would also like to correct a mistake I made a few weeks ago. Aurora Bear's first and only Beat Farm session with us was 3 weeks ago. At that time, I thought I had remembered a previous show with her, and that was not the case. Ship, ship, hooray, everybody. And we're usually here only the third Friday of the month with our live musicians. But today, of course, is a very special Beat Farm show because the Tall Ships are in town and it's a really, really fun weekend here in Two Harbors. Today, Scarlett Woods is back in the studio with us, and we're really excited about that. She's open for folks like Judy Collins, Stephen Stills, and the Blues Travelers. Hey, Scarlett.
Hi, Leslie.
Oh, so good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
We can't thank you enough for traveling clear up here from Brainerd. Hello.
Yeah.
How about starting us off with a song right away?
All right, let's do it.
Yay.
I never thought I knew you tell the truth. I never thought I'd find someone of a like mind. Somewhere in between the silence of not being seen, I found a hickory tree blowing a lullaby to me. Oh. She knew what song fell loose. She said another dropped it before, 100 years ago or more. Covered in dirt, a little out of shape, the choice is yours to make. I said I'll do my best under the patience of a hickory tree. Oh. Walking with you, held hands. in a timeless room. We paced along today and found each other and play. Covered in dirt, a little out of shape. Nothing's built better than face to face. So sang the hickory tree, you and me placed underneath.
Wow. Wow, I love that one. Am I turned on there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, sorry. Hickory Tree, and that was composed by you, yes. Scarlett Woods, and that's just a gorgeous
yeah.
song.
Thank you.
Love that one.
You know, that one's inspired by, you know, I built a tiny house when I lived out in Ashland, Oregon.
Well, I don't think I knew that.
Yeah. A tiny house builder.
Wow.
Yeah, I built a couple of them. Last one I sold, but the first one, my previous partner and I built in Ashland, and it was parked out in a horse pasture. It's 2017, and we parked it along this grove of hickory trees.
Ah.
And oh god, the nuts on these hickory trees are just huge. Like they're like baseball size, and when they fall, you roll your ankle on them.
Oh.
Or
oh.
sometimes they would, like, land on the tiny house tin roof and just scare the bejeez out of you. But that's kind of what inspired that
that's
song.
That's where that came from. Tree, oh, yeah. I just love that one.
Yeah.
You know, right away I would kind of like for you to talk about what's happening at 7 o'clock tonight. I know it's only 5 o'clock, but
yeah.
What's happening at 7?
I'm going to be playing at the Harbor Rail Pub at 7 o'clock till 10. It should be awesome. It's a great little venue in Two Harbors. Donna and Chris are just incredible humans and
yeah.
super supportive of the arts. So it's always a pleasure to play there and
yeah,
support
and
those folks.
Carl and I have been there, and we really love it. It's really fun. And if I'm not mistaken, we agreed to go there, too, after
we'll,
the show.
We'll be there tonight.
We're, yeah. What did you, wait, what did you say?
I said we'll be there tonight. Yeah.
Yay. So, all right. How about another song right away?
All right.
What will that one be?
So I've been working on, oh, gosh. So, you know, so I just moved back here in October. And I
wait,
just,
you moved back? From?
Yeah, to Minnesota. From out west.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I lived out in Oregon for 8 years and California for 5 and just got back in the States here. Well, Minnesota, home. And, yeah, it's just I'm trying to process the last 15 years of my life, it feels like.
Really?
So it's just, you know, because, I don't know, I've been on so many adventures, it seems like.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just like.
What is this next song about that?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. And so I spent a lot of time in Oregon, and I fell in love with so many people out there. And,
neat. This song came about.
And this, yeah. So here's a tune kind of inspired by that. It's called Can't Stop Thinking About You. Oh, and this is Charles. Charles is my kick drum.
Hey, Charles.
Yeah, Charles.
It says Evans
hi.
On it, mm-hmm. But hey, Charles.
Say
hi, Charles. Yeah. Young couple with a little kid. Cracked walls and a smell of wood, older than my great-great-great-grandpa. Bars lit for a Friday night, two kids walk the alley light. I play a lick and wonder why did I? I can't stop thinking, I'm thinking about you. Can't stop thinking, oh, I'm thinking about you. By the way, when you felt so close to me, watched a full moon rise. blowing off your chest. Skin shadow in the steam of a room. Look away, close my eyes and swoon. I don't think I should be looking over at you just yet. Clock takes over your breath. What I would give to touch your flesh. You just beat and beat and beat on out front of me, yeah. I can't stop thinking. Oh, I'm thinking about you, yeah. Can't stop thinking. Oh, I'm thinking about you. By the way, when you felt so close to me, watched a full moon rest, glowing off your
nice. Is it, I'm guessing it's called, that song was called Can't Stop?
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course that was also written by you. Yeah. Our guest, Scarlett Woods, here in the studio on Tall Ships Weekend. And you know, I was noticing when Carl and I and my granddaughter came here, there isn't much traffic. There are, the parking spots are seemed wide open.
Yeah,
I thought
no,
it
wasn't bad at all.
Well, we didn't know. Nobody knew what to expect, so people were announcing the worst. But honestly, it's great up here. Beautiful. So what have you been doing since we saw you last? I believe it was in March.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
she just got so a huge smile.
Oh, my life just feels like it's accelerating.
All right. All right. Hope you
I
can
don't know
run
what
fast
that means,
with it.
But yeah. gosh, April. I know I was playing a bunch of shows in April. And then May, also, I had a really big show in Brainerd right before or after, I think, the Dylan Song Contest. Yashir Kombucha, the guy, Sean, we were pushing each other to inspire putting a listening room in the back of his Yashir Kombucha venue in downtown Brainerd. So I was really, I don't know, pushing for that and just trying to get that organized. And I painted the top of the stage black and, you know, just been doing that sort of stuff. Oh God. And then the Dylan Fest came up at the end of May. And okay, so this is, you'll like this.
Yeah.
Okay. So when I moved back in October, I was just looking at property just for the heck of it over in Askov.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I met this lady. So I was looking at this piece of property, bare land, with a bunch of these beautiful rows of pine trees on it, just huge pine trees. And it was 10 acres. And this lady comes to the end of her driveway. And she's like, can I help you? I'm like, yeah, I'm just looking at the property here and blah, 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 blah. So we, you know, she's like, tell me about it. And then we end up talking. And then she ends up inviting me back to her house. And we ended up hanging out. And then we ended up going to dinner together. And it was just like, boom, all this happened. But in that time that we were hanging out, she mentioned the Bob Dylan Festival up in Duluth.
Oh.
She even gave me a Bob Dylan pin from 2018. She's like, welcome back to Minnesota.
Wow.
You should go and do this festival. Yeah.
And
so I did. And I had a show scheduled on the fest or on the songwriter date.
Uh-huh.
But I canceled that.
Right.
Like,
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just have to do this. I just, you know.
Yeah, so. I remember trying to encourage you.
I know.
To do that.
And I said no at first because I'm like, oh, I'm playing at the airport down in Minneapolis. I don't know if I should.
Right. And so, as it turns out, and there were, I think we had 22 song entries. And, of course, your song was one of the top three winners. And that is so, so cool.
Yeah.
And so.
That was so much fun, too. And there's so many good songwriters there, and it was just fun to hear the Bob Dylan songs performed so differently by all the artists. You know?
Yeah, now that was very cool.
Oh,
of course, everybody was just judged on their original, and then because it was Dylan Fest, they also
played the Bob.
And that was so cool. So you know, the song it was close to you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The song that you won.
Yeah. Yep.
Could you play that one?
Sure.
I love that song. That was a good lead up there.
Switching guitars.
Switching guitars, sure. Scarlett has how many? Was that your seven string?
That was my six.
Six string.
That was my arch top, and now I got my seven.
An arch top, and then this is her seven string guitar, of course.
So we're calling this the Tiny Room Tiny Room series. Literally, this is
I know. She has her, what's his name again?
Charles.
Charles. She has her Charles in here mounted on a suitcase. I guess that's your acoustic, that's your sound chamber.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, I like it. So here she is with, what did you say you were going to do? Close to You.
Close to You, yeah.
Yeah, and another original.
I spoke a little secret as you stepped out of the room. I leaned a little closer after all the springs in bloom. Thought away what I waited to say. I'm feeling a little braver these days. You came into my life, placed your prints all over me. Called us to become like the one that night gave me a song. I got hooked by your smile, pulled me from a mile. I'm feeling a little braver these days when I'm close to you, when I'm to you. My heart hurries to love, steady moves leading this time. Was feeling for a beat where our steps would fall in line. I got hooked by your style, pulled me from a mile. I'm feeling a little braver these days when I'm close to you, when I'm close to you, when I'm
by our guest today, Scarlett Woods, and she comes here from Brainerd, so bravo, because that's, what is it, 3 hours?
It's about, definitely 2.5.
Yeah, and so that's
depends
really
on
nice.
How many times I have to pee.
Oh, I see, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I'm drinking a bunch of water, because I know I got a
gig.
Yep.
Yeah.
Usually it takes longer. And stopping on the side of the road and
good
marking my territory.
And notice she said if I'm drinking a lot of water because I've got a gig, because that, of course, keeps your vocal folds hydrated. You are listening to a special Two Harbors Festival of Sales Beat Farm show at KTWH 99.5 low power and streaming at ktwh.org. Some of our listeners might be going, what? Is this a third Friday? Is it? No, because this is a special one, a special session. It's, of course, because of the Festival of Sales down at the waterfront. I'm lucky to be on the radio because I can dedicate this session, once again, I'll say, to the memory of Zachary Ross, an awesome percussionist and band member of Crescent Moon, from Superior, Wisconsin. Crescent Moon's from Superior. And Zach lived like about 4 hours away. Like me, so many folks will be smiling when we're thinking about Zach because he will truly be missed. He was just a really smiley and just a great musician. And it was a nice guy, too. Yeah.
Really nice.
Real nice. That's right. You met him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he eats Shane's hot peppers that Shane grows.
That's right. He does. They have hot pepper contests, actually. And so Scarlett mentioned Shane because Shane Nelson, of course, is the head honcho of Crescent Moon Band and lives in Superior and longtime friend of mine and Carl's and now a
friend of mine.
And Scarlett's friend. So we're thinking about you, Shane, Judy, and all the Nelsons, and all the Ross's family, Zach's mom, thinking about you. How about another song?
Okay. Cover or original?
I love
you
your... What? Yeah, it is. It really is all up to you.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to do another original then.
Yeah.
All right. I often struggle to convey what some can simply say, those three little words, I love 'em. You say to think before I speak, tongue-tied by honesty, clearly I'm misunderstood. But let me explain, those perfume sheets, those arms, you pull me close and tight. And then I go and say, you're a radioactive pile of heat. God, it's hot in here, isn't it, guys? You're cooking me. We're getting older every day. I'm quite certain I'll display a few gray hairs by 33. They say age is just a myth. The key to youth exists in our escape to a romantic spa. We're living in a dream, hot pools, massage and steam, we're feeling new again. And then I go and say, baby, this wrinkle cream helps with your zits. Oh, two in one. Isn't that fun? Yeah. Darling, I know it's true. We fight, I've run from you. Blinded, deaf, and confused. Fill of space. But round and round this chorus always sings of gratitude for you. What do you say? Let's take this day by day.
lift weights, yoga spin, feeling so good, let's head for home. But let me explain, those beads of sweat on arms, you pull me close and tight. And then I go and say, baby, after you run, you taste like beef jerky.
That line actually. I'll explain that later.
Darling, I know it's true. We fight, I run from you. Blinded, deaf, and confused. Fill a space. But round and round, this chorus always sings of gratitude for you. Let's take this day by day.
Tell us again what the name of that one is.
That's the Last Love Song.
Last Love Song.
That was co-written with my previous partner. We were hanging out on a beach one day. It was like a Saturday or Sunday. I think it was a Sunday. And we just headed north of Santa Cruz and found a quiet beach. And we're just hanging out on the beach.
And that song
hanging out. And she's just like, you know, because I have things that just come out the wrong way when I talk to people.
I can relate.
I know. I think a lot of people can relate to that. And, you know, she has a sense of humor. She's like, you know these things you've said to me that just come out the wrong way? You know, I have an idea. I think you should put these in a song and then name it The Last Love Song. Because once people have found out you've said these things to me, no one will ever want to date you again.
Oh, no.
It's like, oh, okay.
Oh, that's so funny.
That sounds fun. Let's do that. So she helped me with the lyrics.
Well, the lyrics are amazing. I do like all of the musical techniques you use with that song. No, Scarlett does not have a mini trumpet in here.
Speaking of techniques.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So that song.
Yes.
Can we play that?
Sure. I just wrote Carl a note. Let's play that recorded song now.
Speaking of techniques, guitar techniques.
Yeah, hang on just a minute, because I did want to talk about the dynamics in that song, the louds and soft. There was just so much different things with your voice, so much variety with that song that I just love.
Thank you.
Very, very nice. Okay, here we go. I'm going to announce that this is Julian Lage. L-A-G-E?
Lage.
A cover of Julian Lage. Roy Orbison song called Crying. Thank you. Julian Lage doing a cover of Crying by Roy Orbison. And again, you're listening to KTWH 99.5 FM low power, or maybe you're streaming at ktwh.org. And we're live in the studio with Scarlett Woods today from Brainerd, Minnesota, and we have loved her first half hour. And you're in for a treat the second half hour. A little bit of background about Scarlett, and I'm going to talk right at her. Your Duluth Fest contest, I missed a part here. I wanted to talk about the, a few weeks ago when we hosted 21-year-old Will Dury from Hibbing, and it was a pleasure to have him. And one of the reasons we asked him in here was because back in May, Will was one of the winners of the Duluth Dylan Fest Songwriter Competition. We really like Will Dury. And so Scarlett Woods here, our guest today, also entered the competition, and that was with the song Close to You that we just heard. I love that song. And well, again, congratulations about that, Scarlett. And so let's see, everybody knows that this is a little bit special session of the Beat Farm because the Festival of Sales are here, and so that's why we have an unusual date for this particular Beat Farm show. And that's all for right now, so we're going to ask you to do another song.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, I was checking out those boats earlier, those ships.
Oh, yeah.
They're gorgeous.
Yeah, I'll
like
bet.
Like all the different designs and just, oh, it's so gorgeous.
Yeah, and they usually come to Duluth where we've been to see them. But there's so much construction on the highway, they decide to have it up here.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. In honor of Bob.
In honor of Bob, as in Bob Dylan. All right.
In honor of Bobby.
All right.
Clouds so swift, the rain won't lift, gate won't close, that railing froze. Get your mind off winter time, 'cause you ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me high, why tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh, are we gonna fly down in that easy chair? I don't care how many letters they sent. Morning came and that morning went. Pack up your money, pick up your tent, 'cause you ain't going nowhere. Ooh, we ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh, oh, are we gonna fly down in that easy chair? Oh, buy me a flute and a gun that shoots tailgates and substitutes. Strap yourself to a tree with roots, 'cause you ain't going nowhere. Ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh, are we gonna fly down in that easy chair? Genghis Khan could not keep all his kings supplied with sleep. We'll climb that hill no matter how steep. When we get up to it, ooh, we ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh, oh, are we gonna fly down in that east?
Yeah, nice cover of that Bob Dylan song. Wow, one of my favorite, and what a nice Scarlett Woods take on it. I mean, really beautiful. And we were just talking about how people put their selves into the Dylan Fest songs. I just love it.
That's what's so beautiful about his songs. It's like they're almost like blank canvases. I mean, but that, not to disrespect him, but like you can take what he's put in this world and put your spin on it, because his music is just so simple.
It lends itself to that.
Yeah, it lends itself to.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, and it's just, it's amazing what you hear other bands do with his music.
And I just loved your take. It was very unusual, you know, to hear his song with Scarlett Woods' take on it. I just love that. And, you know, it's not just the Duluth Dylan Fest contest that you were a winner in. I mean, you've had a lot of winning songs that I've read about. One in 2017, The Colors You Make.
Oh, yeah.
That's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
That was with the 2017 American Songwriter Awards. Then there was your song, The Time for Truth.
Mm,
and that, I think, was on all 2017 EP of yours.
Yeah,
and,
which I pulled offline. Because the recording was so horrible.
You know, it wasn't the best. But
no,
there was such
because
good,
I did it.
Oh, there are such good songs.
I am not a recording artist.
Are you gonna,
in that way.
Are you going to record them in another way, though? Because
I might redo the Hickory Tree. But,
yeah, the Hickory Tree is for sure a keeper.
Yeah.
And then I'm Right Here is another really good original.
Oh, you like that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So any song you'd like to play, please go for it again.
All right.
Yeah.
Gosh. Well, I'm gonna kinda crank up the vibe a little bit. I just gotta fix my E. I think it's the hot box. It's it's making the guitars hot, and they're just doing their thing.
Stretching out, huh?
And when they get in heat, you know, they do their things.
Yeah, they stretch, so they go flat.
Yeah. So I mentioned Portland earlier, and just living out in Portland, and in September I was visiting some friends, and then I was also buying a minivan. I got a one-way flight to Portland, and told myself, all right, I'm going to find a minivan to haul all my stuff back from California with. So I found this van, but I was waiting for the seller to call me back, and I was hoping he would call me back, because I didn't want to be stranded in Portland, Oregon. But I was sitting on my friend's porch in Northeast Portland, which is just such gorgeous homes out there. They're just, you know, craftsmen.
Oh,
homes,
yeah.
And they're just gorgeous. And all of them have these porches. And and they all have, like, swings on their porch. It's just, oh, it's so gorgeous. So I was hanging out on that porch, and this song came to me. And I don't know. I call it Portland.
Oh.
So. Thousand miles away from home, sitting on a Portland porch alone. I know you think I'm crazy, but I wouldn't have it any other way. I know this world is full of fear, but I just need to feel you in your bed. Can't wait to see your face again. 2 years too long since we made love that fed. Oh, that fed. Oh, such a long time, good old friend. They say this place would be the last, the human race would have their resting place. Well, I'm so glad I have a niece, scared to death if I had others to feed.
I could just listen to you all day, but right now I'm going to take a little voice break, and I'm going to ask my granddaughter to make a little announcement for me. Here's Bree Schaefer. Yeah, got to get right up to it, hon. Yeah, just come right in. That's all right if it moves a tiny bit. He can put it back. Oops, and there we go. All right.
First, I just have to say that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you. I love it. Remember tonight you can catch a full evening of our guest, Scarlett Woods, just down the road at Harbor Rail Pub here in Two Harbors. Start time is 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Bree. Yep. And I must say, Carl and I are planning to go, and thanks, Kim. Yeah, we're going to be there, so y'all come down. And let's see. Also, you know, some people say, well, where can I hear more of that guest after tonight? And I do want to mention that our KTW8 videographers, Kim and Jose Leon, yeah, are killing it with their feature focus artist series. And there's one with Scarlett to be enjoyed. So that's on the KTWH, the station's page. And you can catch more. I think there's maybe a whole half hour of her, only her, without me speaking or anybody. And that's a really cool way. Once again, Feature Focus Artist Series is a wonderful continuing events that happen through the station. Let's see. Here's another way to follow with what Scarlett is up to. Please tell us in a second when you're done tuning. What's up about a newsletter?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, please talk about that a little.
I have a newsletter on my, it's on my website, or, yeah, it's on my website, scarlettwoods.com, Scarlett with a K and two T's, and it's, like, right on the top there. You can subscribe to my e-newsletter, and that's how you can kind of follow me. I also have a YouTube channel if, you know, people or folks are interested in following that or subscribing to that.
Sure.
But I don't do the Facebook or Instagram. Oh, gosh, for ethical reasons. I'm working on a song about that right now.
Oh, cool. All right. Something very, very extremely modern.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, I hear clapping in the background. That's really neat.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see. You know, I do see that we have only time for one more. So, and we have 10 minutes. So you'll probably be done.
I'll take my time.
Well, do you want to take us out with it, or you can, well, then I want to thank you and everything, because...
I really appreciate you having me back,
Leslie.
Oh, Carl, Carl's pushing the buttons. He's very quiet over there, but he's
yeah,
also...
Yeah, but he might want to say something.
No, he doesn't.
Okay. But he does a good job over there, and we surely appreciate Carl. So we've enjoyed this so much, Scarlett Woods. And I know I speak for everyone here in the studio, and there's a few more than we usually have, and probably all the listeners, and wishing you the best in your career and the best in the your gig tonight that we're all going to see. And Carl and I are headed for the Harbor Rail Pub for sure. And so... we'll see you there, Scarlett, and please take us out with a song.
Certainly.
And once again, thanks, Jose. He does a great job with the videography job. And Kim, Leon, both of them, thank you so much. And here's one more song by Scarlett. And I'm going to say, you know, everybody, we'll see you on the radio still the third Friday. So whatever day or however long that is, the third Friday, and we'll see you then.
Thank you, Leslie.
Sure.
I'm going to leave you with the colors you make.
All right.
I fly fine alone, and homes built from the finest twigs known. A dream deepens night. My feathers to skin grew, hands and away with flight. There I stood my head still spinning from your sound. I stumbled through this life to find a cure. I discovered colors you make seep through my lines of fear. Begin falling. Every time you're near, red, gold, blue appear sweeter still. Fall, breathe, I'm running with you. Wind, swirl our fingers curled through. Childish play, another day I wanted to say, but your side gaze towards the Milky Way. A pair of wings, don't shy away from wearing that wedding ring. Oh, time closed, I'm lying alone, my heart beats. I'll be on the other end of a sleep, begin falling. Time you're near, red, gold, blue appear sweeter still. I fell too soon. Tell me, how would you feel if this became real? The starlit night grew into the brightest light. Take my hand, hold me till I understand. I fly, fine alone, and homes built from the finest. Clear away my fear. Yes, the colors you
make by Scarlett Woods, and that was just magnificent. Again, so many unusual sounds with your voice, your guitar, and it makes just so much really neat variety within a song. And there's so much variety between your songs, and I know I said that last time you were here, but there really is some nice contrasting features to the different songs, yeah. And so we still have a little bit of time. Can you take us out with one more?
Oh, gosh. Oh, I should get going.
You should, yeah, she should get going in only 2 minutes, so.
Got to be down there in an hour.
Yeah, well, we will. I will. You've been listening to KTWH 99.5 FM, low power, Two Harbors, Minnesota. It's a wonderful community volunteer station, and we're so happy to have listeners always, and lots of volunteers in the station. And remember, if you're ever away from the station, you can always stream us at ktwh.org. And I know that some people at home have been doing that today. And I just want to thank the whole team, everybody who's involved in the station, because making this possible through all volunteer work is really amazing. We love our community, KTWH station, yes, thanks. And we all volunteer. And so that's it. And please tune in then the third Friday when we will have another guest whose name slips my mind right now. But I'm sure it will be a great show. Thanks for listening, everybody. And this was Leslie and Carl's Beet Farm Show.